Okay, good evening, everyone. Sorry for the delayed start. I just couldn't get through. Last night, we started the halachos of preparing for Shabbos, the positive commandments of Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and the Gemara, that even the great Amoraim got very involved in the preparations for Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, a famous Gemara, that Rava spiced the fish, and Rav Yossi chopped the wood, and Rav Nachman cleared all the muksa away. Every single person in the household should be involved in preparing for Shabbos. Now, since this shir is mainly for married women, you do not need convincing to be involved in the preparations for Shabbos, but it's definitely true that the husbands should be involved, and the children, whether it's in regards to chinuch, but for every child, above the age of chinuch, below the age of chinuch, they should try to somehow be involved in the preparations for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that even if a person has servants and maidservants, a person should do something themselves, and that means that a child also should not simply rely on their parents. If you don't trust a child with the china setting the table, so sweep the floor or something like that. And even if you really have to do it again after they do it, it's still good to get every child involved. Everybody should be involved in preparing for Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim even discusses for men in regards to being mevatel from Talmud Torah, to stop learning in order to prepare for Shabbos. You see these great Amoraim stopped from their learning Torah to prepare for Shabbos. Everybody should be involved preparing for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to buy the food for Shabbos on Friday, because then it's more recognizable that it's for Shabbos. If it's certain things that cannot be bought on Friday, then it's allowed to be bought on Thursday. The Mishnah Berurah brings even that Shammai bought things on Sunday, even for the preparation of Shabbos, and if he found something better, then he used a better one for Shabbos, and he ate the other one during the weekday. So definitely, at any point during the week, it fulfills the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the later in the week, the better. But the Paiskim nowadays say that a person needs to be smart. A person knows that they need to cook on Thursday because they have a busy schedule on Friday. So if they need to cook on Thursday, quite possibly they need to buy their food on Wednesday. Chachamein of Baroisha, a person has to see what would be more convenient for them. But all the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, at least for sure, in a situation where all things are equal, for sure in the olden days when the women were home and they didn't work and they didn't have to do carpool and things like that, then if possible, to buy it on Friday, because then it's more recognizable. But definitely, if it's hard for a person is able to buy it on Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday, whichever is necessary. The Mishnah Berurah even brings from the Magen Avraham that when somebody buys something, they should say that it's for Shabbos, because that gives somewhat of a kedusha, of a holiness to the food. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a mitzvah. Some say it's only a minhag, a custom, but either way, whether it's a mitzvah or a minhag, to taste each food before Shabbos, to taste each and every food. Now, practically, it's to make sure that it tastes good for Shabbos. If that's the case, maybe you don't need to do it if somebody else did it already. There are definitely husbands that will be more than willing to do this mitzvah every Friday to taste a little bit of all the items that will be used to be eaten on Shabbos. But there is deeper in Yanim as well. It's based on the phrase Tayameo Chaim Zochu, which we say in Musaf on Shabbos, and the Sfarim tell us great things, that great Tzchusim Arichim La Yamim Mishnaisav, a person is Zoicha to long life if they do this on Friday. But there you will find the Inyan, and like I said, some husbands are very makbid about this, to make sure to taste everything from the food on Friday. The Shulchan Aruch says, though, in Reish Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person cannot eat a whole Suda on Erev Shabbos, because you need to be hungry, you have to be ready to eat the Seudas Shabbos. And there is various halachos as far as washing and eating fleishiks. It's important if a person goes for pizza on Friday afternoon. Children need to know that the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that after 9 hours in the day, you should not wash. After 9 hours into the day, which means 3 hours before Shabbos, and of course this doesn't mean hours as far as 60 minutes, it means shos manios, you divide the daylight hours into 12, and then each portion is an hour. 9 hours into the day, a person should not wash, and the person on Friday should not eat any meal at any point in the day, something that they are not used to. If a person never, ever, ever has a full suda, a huge breakfast in the morning, and then one Friday, they want to have a big breakfast on Friday morning, so that also should be avoided. If it's a bris and it's a mitzvah, so then that's a different discussion, then it will be permitted perhaps. If it's a bris on time, at least, bris for lebizman is a big discussion, but a person needs to be careful not to wash after 9 hours into the day on Friday, and to not overeat on Friday, because a person should be able and be willing and ready to eat the seuda on Friday night. You are not supposed to pain yourself. You're not supposed to go into Shabbos in pain and starve on Friday. That's why if there's a fast day on Shabbos, we don't push it to Friday. We push it to Thursday. We push it earlier all the way till Thursday, unless it's Aser B'Teves. But generally, we try not to fast on Friday. We shouldn't go into pain into Shabbos. But a person should not go into Shabbos being full, because they should have a desire to eat the Shabbos Seudah. Of course, I'm not talking about for little children, that they're not going to stay up for the Seudah, or you're just going to put them to sleep after Kiddush and Challah, and you want them to have chicken before. That, of course, is not a problem if they're not going to be staying up for the Seudah itself. But I'm talking about for people over Bar Mitzvah and over Bas Mitzvah. That which we're talking about, to make sure that you enjoy the Shabbos and eat the food on Shabbos, there's a nice story, I'll say it quickly, that in one of my father's books, is about a man whose name was Reb Zalman Grossman. He was a big tzaddik, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he needed to be in America for a few months. Perhaps he was collecting for a certain tzedakah. He needed to be in America for a few months. This happened many years ago. And he rented an apartment in Manhattan, and he had a custom that he did not sleep on Shabbos. He felt that if he's sleeping, it's not a special day. Yes, he's supposed to rest on Shabbos, but he figured that if Shabbos is the queen, so he's the king. And if he's sleeping, he didn't want to sleep, he wouldn't be anything special. So he stayed up all Friday night singing Zmiras and learning Gemara and learning Torah. And that's what he spent his Shabbos doing. He never slept on Shabbos. Well, what happened when he was renting that apartment in Manhattan, there was somebody else in Manhattan who knew where he was living during those few months. And this man, this other friend of his, was taking a walk one night in Manhattan on Friday night, and he got lost, and he didn't know where he was, and he was looking around. He got lost where his apartment was, and he realized that he's near where Reb Zalman Grossman was staying. So he said, you know what, I know Reb Zalman doesn't go to sleep, even though it's very late at night. Let me knock on his door and he'll be able to take me in. He knocks on the door, there's no answer, doesn't make sense. He knows that Reb Zalman is home, and he knows that he doesn't go to sleep on Shabbos, so he didn't give up. He was knocking and knocking for a long time, but he knew that Reb Zalman could not be asleep. He listened, he put his ear to the door, and he heard some faint cries, and he got nervous. He called the police. He ran to the street. He got the police. The police knocked down the door, and Reb Zalman Grossman was on the floor. He had collapsed when he was making Kiddush Friday night, and he collapsed, and the police saved him, and they said that if they would not have caught him within the next few hours, he for sure would have died. And the only reason why this man knocked on the door so late at night, and not only did he knock on the door, but he didn't stop knocking on the door, was because he knew that this Reb Zalman Grossman was a Heilig Yid, and he stayed up the entire Shabbos to enjoy the Shabbos, to be the king on Shabbos, and it was only because of that his life was saved. Okay, everybody should have a good night.